interim general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, Mr. Tony LaCava, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Here's a round of applause for you. Job well done in getting Estrada signed. Congratulations. That had to be a real key piece to the puzzle moving forward in this rotation.
That was definitely the first step. We had prioritized Marco and wanted to bring him back. It's a great first step in our trying to defend the AL East title.
So, speaking of prioritizing Marco Estrada, briefly, he had a terrific season. And, you know, by and large, was a journeyman. He had a couple of letdown seasons the year before, question marks. Didn't even crack the starting rotation to start the season. But you all had to be pleasantly surprised. I know when it comes to surprises, he was my biggest surprise, really turning things around, beating Scherzer in Washington to help that season kind of right the ship. What led you to believe that, hey, listen, this is going to be worth the next 2 years and $26 million?
Well, we had always liked him in the past. He had it's an outpitch changeup that it's deception. And this year, when we got him, he started out, under the radar in the bullpen, but we knew he had value because he had potential to start. And when the rotation spot opened up, he jumped in, and boy, he never looked back, and just continued each outing, kept getting better. He did develop a cut fastball that helps get the ball off the barrel, so to speak, and he got a lot of missed hits off that. And then of course the outpitch changeup. So we think even though he's in his 30s, he's not a power pitcher. So, we feel like, he's going to maintain that. It's more deception and pitchability than it is just stuff and power.
Did the postseason help justify the term and the dollars?
It certainly didn't hurt, but it is a small sample, and you don't want to overweight it too much. But it was nice to see, and he certainly did a great job for us.
Talking to Tony LaCava, interim general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, signing Marco Estrada. You got some work left to do, and you've said as much. Who are you targeting? What can you say? And I know probably not a lot. You don't telegraph your punches in free agency, but have you guys talked to David Price at all?
Well, I don't want to, again, comment on anybody in particular, but of course, any of our internals we have at least reached out to. I'll acknowledge that the internal guys we've spoken to, but as far as anyone beyond that, we've cast a wide net. We're looking at every and all possibility to improve the team, and particularly starting pitching. But that being said, I mean, if you look at what, Alex and we did last year, and Alex drove that point to home to all of us, is that you can improve in other ways, and at the end of the day, it's not necessarily your hole that you're filling. It could be significant upgrades to certain spots that end up being good. So we're open to that too. But I guess our primary focus is to improve the pitching and the starting staff.
Tony, is Aaron Sanchez kind of like your backup plan in all of this? If you don't maybe fill those needs in the starting rotation, you can pluck him from the bullpen and put him as a starter? Or do you see him staying in the bullpen, maybe being that setup guy or even the closer for this team?
Well, we're fortunate because, he's able, we believe he's able to do either one. I think long term he's going to be a very good starting pitcher. We know that he's a very good reliever. We're going to just see how he feels about it too. We're going to engage with the player at some point and get his take. And since he's a great teammate, he's a great kid, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to make the team better. But we do want to sit down with him and talk to him about it as well.
I think we can safely assume you exercise R.A. Dickey's option, so he will be back. But rumors are rumors, and until you confirm them, they're nothing. Do you plan on R.A. Dickey being here, and have you explored? Obviously, free agency is the order of the day. Have you explored any free agent options, not just with trades or maybe trading pieces of the roster? And are you getting calls on certain people as well?
Well, first off, with RA, he's a big part of it as well. He was very good in the second half, and he's just so reliable, so dependable that you're going to get the 200 innings, and that's an underrated skill. I believe that when you have guys like that that can can give you 200 innings. That's a savings to the bullpen, and they stay fresher and stronger. And they're not only do they stay healthy, they perform better generally. So guys like that are really important to a good season. And we think RA is definitely able to do that for us in next year. As far as other teams checking on our players, sure. I mean, we've got a great team, a great group of players, and other teams acknowledge that and have approached us in many ways, but nothing is we haven't seen anything that would make us better.
Speaking of free agents, you signed an extension, and it was to stay long term with the Toronto Blue Jays, and obviously you've been a part of fabric of this team for what, 13 years now, and being the interim general manager, have you expressed a desire to take on the role full time? And I know I listen to you talk and say, hey, any way I can help this organization, I'll help. That's what I'm here for, no matter what. But is it something you would consider doing? And have you talked to Mark in as much?
Oh, I'm definitely open to it, but I'm as I've said before, I love what I do here. I love the city. I love the Blue Jays, and I want to be here. And Mark's made it clear that he wants me to be here as well. So I'm hopeful that we get the best guy, and whether that's me or it's someone else, I'm on board with that, because I think we need to take the next step and finish the job that Alex and our group started. We need that next step.
Tony, before we let you go, we know the health of Devin Travis, and he was banged up the second half of the season. Is he the starting second baseman of this team, or do you see an open competition between him and Ryan Goins during spring training?
Well, Devin was, has a shoulder issue that we're, trying to resolve, and he certainly deserves every chance to be the everyday guy, as does Ryan Goins, of course, and had a great year. So that's a great competition. We'll see how it plays out. It's nice to have two really good young players that are able to do the job, and we're confident that both of them are capable. But again, we're open-minded to whatever happens, and we'll see as the offseason unfolds and how we go in spring training.